Opposition Senator Caswell Franklin is urging the Mia Motley administration to stop the practice of equating invalidity benefit with pensions for those government workers declared medically unfit. He's raised the issue in the Senate, where he traced it back to the former DLP administration.
The last administration, in an attempt to save money, they wanted to balance the budget on the backs of the poor people, something that you are continuing. And they decided, or got some advice, that the invalidity benefit paid to workers is the same thing as the national insurance pension. Sir, it is not. And every day, but I say every week, I don't get one every day, but every week, I get calls from persons who used to be public servants, who were declared medically unfit for work, and they are entitled to receive their pensions.
Senator Franklin further explained that in 1975, the government amended the Pensions Acts for almost all categories of public servants, other than for MPs, judges, and the Governor General.
This reduction in your pension is done at national insurance pensionable age. The national insurance pensionable age, if you look into the national insurance regulations, is 67. It was increased in 2005 to 66 and a half, to 66 and a half, and then 67, and it goes all the way up. For every 4 years, it went up until you reach 67 on the 1st of January 2018. So it is now 67 according to the national insurance regulations. And that is when your pension from the Treasury should be reduced by the amount of national insurance. But let me go back to the fellow with the mortgage. You didn't plan to get sick, so you had your mortgage in place. Now you are paying the mortgage with the check you get from the Treasury, and national insurance gives you enough money to pay the light bill and buy some food. But this nonsense that happened in 2010, where the government took this silly advice and thinks that the invalidity benefit is your pension, and they start reducing your pension immediately, so you can't pay your mortgage anymore, you know. So we have a lot of retired public servants who were retired medically unfit, are now trying their best to hold on to their homes because of a misinterpretation of the pension requirements. But it can't get any clearer than if you look in the general orders. The general orders 8-4, says that the pension that you get from the government is reduced by the pension you get that you qualify for when you reach pensionable age under the national insurance scheme. Pensionable age does not mean 40 or 45 when you start getting your invalidity benefits. It means 67. So the last administration started it, and in order to continue to save money, this administration has continued, and they are doing it all like now.
The opposition senator declared,
these people are entitled to receive their invalidity benefits intact, and they are entitled to receive the pension they get when they declared medically unfit up until the time they reach 67. But most mortgages are done to coincide with your retirement age. So it would not have been a burden on these people, because we call it national insurance. It's insurance for a purpose. It is insurance. And it was insuring you when you reach the point where you cannot work. You don't pay insurance, and then when the time comes, insurance write you off. No. The government must continue to pay these people their pensions from the Treasury until they reach retirement age.
Opposition Senator Caswell Franklin. And this has been Sajikor's Early Business.